flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we're outside, we're cleaning up all the sticks in the yard, and there's this huge pile of sticks. You know, we had the windstorm in Cottage Grove, you know, that came through and blew over darn near everything we had outside, except for that Justin Olson for City Council yard sign. I don't know what that thing is made of, but there's no kryptonite that can blow that thing over. And so we're getting the leaves up because they just started falling. And so my daughter Cameron said, Mommy, what are we going to do when we finish cleaning up all these sticks and leaves and other stuff in the yard? Where does it go? And okay, so I honestly started scratching my head because I knew I needed to pick them up. But what happens after that, I wasn't quite sure. So I said, let me call Beth Carreño. She is the outreach and engagement unit person at Ramsey County Environmental Health. And she's worked in natural resources for over 30 years. So if anybody knows what to do with just sticks and brush and tree limbs and yard stuff that I got outside in my house, Beth definitely does. So she is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Beth, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, you have been on the front line of this work, making sure we recycle and reuse, making sure we preserve our planet. We see global warming happening today. We got 100-year storms happening every 3 or 4 months. The earth is hotter than it's ever been, and we all have to do our part to try to right the wrong and put the ship back on sail. And so, you know, I have to admit, when my daughter asked me what to do with the sticks and the brush and the stuff outside, I other than cleaning up, I did not know what was next. Talk to me about some of the programs that you have in Ramsey County to make sure that we, you know, dispose of this properly, that it's reused, and that we're doing the best thing for our environment.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. And I think the fun thing and the thing that I'm really proud about is I can talk very specifically about what Ramsey County offers. But what's so great is that so many counties and cities all across Minnesota are really doing this work together. So if someone listening to the show today is not from Ramsey County, they can call or go to the website for their city or county, and they can find out where the same services at Ramsey County are available in their communities. The best news I have for you with the leaves and the grass and some of the smaller sticks in your yard, the best thing to do with them is leave them if you can. You can mulch them. We call it mulching. You can take your lawnmower and kind of mow over some of those leaves and break them all up, and your yard will thank you if you do a thin layer of those leaves on your lawn. It'll help maintain the moisture, which we need it this fall, right?
Yes, we do.
It's really great for your yard. It feeds your yard, reduces the amount of toxins that you have to put in your yard, and it helps the pollinators. So that's the first thing I tell people to do, is do as little as possible. Be kind to your back. Run your lawnmower over those leaves a few times, mulch them down, and leave it. Now, sometimes you've just got too many leaves, or we've had a storm and we've got too many sticks and branches and brush. And in those cases, you're going to want to take it to a county yard waste site. So in Ramsey County, we have 7 of those sites. Only 4 are able to take the bigger tree branches and sticks and shrubs right now. So we tell people, know before you go. So check us out online, RamseyRecycles.com, and it will let you know exactly what the closest yard waste site to you will accept on that day.
Okay. All right. Now, we all know also, we talk about spring cleaning. We also have fall cleaning. It's a great time to clean out your house and your garage. My son just looked around in the garage the other day and was like, we need to clean this thing out. I'm like, boy, I just brought the coats upstairs. Okay. Give me a break. All right. I'm over here doing this by myself. But, you know, we know that, you know, the time is coming where we're going to have to clean it out to make room for all the winter stuff, the snowblower, and, you know, the projects that we have, the fun stuff where we're building cars in the garage. What can we do with all the old stuff that we have to clean out? You know, we just looked and we've got some Halloween decorations that, you know, don't work anymore. We've got some bicycles that we got to do something with. We got bags of clothes that nobody's ever going to fit again in life.
Sure. So for those kinds of things, you know, the first thing to think about is, can they get new life with someone else? So old, you know, so clothes, bikes, things like that. Are those things that you can donate to a Goodwill or to a thrift store or something like that? Is something, you know, maybe it needs a little tender loving care and it'll be in great running order. You know, we have fix-it clinics in Ramsey County. In fact, we have one coming up on October 26th where you could bring, you know, an old costume or a bike that needs some work on it. And we've got fixers who will help you fix whatever you bring in, and there's no charge for that. So we run those several times a year, and that's one thing that you can do with those. Now, if you're cleaning in your garage and it's beyond, you know, some clothes or some bikes, but it's, you know, you find some old cleaning products or you got a bunch of batteries, those we call household hazardous waste, and we want you to keep those out of your trash for sure. And you can go to one of our free household hazardous waste sites. And again, I'm going to tell people, RamseyRecycles.com. It's going to provide you with a lot of answers.
All right. Now, we always go get pumpkins for Halloween. And then we carve them or we paint them. We try to have as much fun as possible creating our little jack-o'-lantern displays on the porch. But, you know, at a point, they have lost their ghoulish good looks. So what are we supposed to do with those pumpkins that we have on the porch that we're not going to get rid of because it's no longer Halloween and they no longer look or smell fresh?
Yes. Yeah, you can compost those. And you don't have to compost them in your backyard. Ramsey County will take care of that. A lot of counties will help people out with that. You can take them to the yard waste sites. Now, we want people to put those pumpkins in the leaf piles, not with the food scraps.
Oh.
I know that may sound, yeah, I know, but put those pumpkins in the leaf pile and they'll compost them with all of those leaves and grass clippings. In fact, if you're going all the way out in front of your house and you maybe have a hay bale or some people do those decorations with stalks of corn, those can all go into the leaf piles as well. So the one thing I'm going to ask people to do is if you're bringing us your pumpkins, please remember to take out your candles before you put them in our leaf piles. We can't compost those candles. And then any pumpkins that are really heavily painted or really glittery, those will probably have to go in the trash. So, but we'll take your pumpkins and we'll compost them, and they'll become a great soil amendment for next spring.
Now, Ms. Beth, I have to ask you, where can folks go for more information? I know there's a website. I want to make sure they go online and get any of these tips, because that Fixer event on the 26th is amazing. That's going to be fun. Yeah. And also, who knew that you were supposed to put the pumpkins with the leaves? I know I didn't.
Well, thank you for letting me put a plug out for RamseyRecycles.com. One more time. It's RamseyRecycles.com. RECYCLES.com. Ramsey Recycles. So,
Miss Beth, I thank you so much for being with us today, giving us your expertise.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.